In the aftermath of the botched transition of a child care subsidy program for military families, the Army and the General Services Administration say they've now cleared a backlog of thousands of overdue payments to soldiers. But as Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, it will take several more months to get the fee assistance program on even footing.
Army officials told a House oversight panel that they fixed the most immediate problem by directing GSA to immediately pay 8,800 claims from military families who were owed the child care subsidies without waiting for those claims to be reconciled against government records. Officials say that by last October, the backlog had essentially been eliminated, and service members, some of whom had been waiting for payment or even a status update for 7 months or more, finally had their phone calls and emails returned. Gerard Bodarek is GSA's chief financial officer.
The program also made progress toward providing customer service levels that are aligned with Army-established quality and timeliness standards. We have reduced the backlog of emails and phone calls from approximately 4,000 in September to 299 by December 18th, and can respond to most phone calls and emails within 24 hours. GSA fulfilled its commitment to the committee to clear the invoice backlog by October 10th, and valid invoices are typically being processed within 3 to 4 days. In addition, the Army has worked very closely with GSA on policy changes that allowed us to streamline processes, including temporarily modifying payment policies and delaying recertifications. These changes helped to reduce the backlog of aired invoices and allowed the program to focus on processing family actions. We are now researching invoice discrepancies and completing recertifications.
The problem started in 2014 when the Army made the decision to turn the management of the subsidy program over to GSA, taking the work away from Child Care Aware, the nonprofit organization that handles the service for the Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps. Army and GSA officials now acknowledge that decision was a mistake. Not only did GSA not live up to its promise to cut the fee assistance program's operating costs in half, the program quickly devolved into disarray because the agency did not have adequate staff to process the subsidy applications. Stephanie Haney, the Director of Family and Morale, Welfare and Recreation for the Army's Installation Management Command, says the Army has now signed a contract to return the program to CCA and will transition families back to the original contractor in waves between February and October.
All families residing within a geographic region defined by states will be transitioned as a group, averaging about 1,285 people per group. In addition to transitioning the families already in the fee assistance program by phase, Child Care Aware of America will immediately, effective 22 February, take on any new families that come into the program regardless of their location. This phased approach will also allow GSA to incrementally devote more assets to the annual recertification requirements just reinstated after a six-month suspension, and to reconciling invoice discrepancies.
Those discrepancies between what families believe they're owed and what GSA thinks they're entitled to are expected to take up a significant chunk of the agency's time over the next several months. Following a previous oversight hearing last fall, the Army decided to order the payment of outstanding claims without waiting for GSA's shorthanded staff to properly analyze whether the amounts were valid. The agency's inspector general has already estimated that the program had an 18% payment error rate while GSA was running it, but the conscious decision to make payments first and reconcile the records later almost certainly resulted in thousands more improper payments, including some overpayments and some underpayments.
It's an ongoing process. We have 8,800 invoices to reconcile. At this point, we have reconciled about 1,000 invoices, so it's going to take some time to reconcile all of them. Many are due to incomplete records that have to be researched. As families transition to Child Care Aware, GSA can devote more assets to reconciliation and speed up the process, but I can't give you a definitive timeline at this point. By the time everything is transferred to Child Care Aware, we will have the full scope of what needs to be reconciled.
Another reason for the prolonged transition back to Child Care Aware is the fact that the nonprofit had to lay off about 50 staff members after losing the Army contract back in 2014. Now it needs to hire new workers and subject them to background checks. But Dr. Lynette Fraga, the organization's executive director, says she's confident things will be running smoothly again by October.
We have put into place systems and supports to ensure an effective transfer of parents and providers from GSA to Child Care Aware of America. Of paramount importance, we are working diligently to ensure we have the proper level of data protection. Child Care Aware of America is taking steps to ensure all documents containing personally identifiable information are kept strictly confidential and limited to the staff that work on the project. This includes keeping documents in a secure system with permissions only granted to high-level managers and only giving access to employees who have undergone a full, comprehensive background check.
According to the agency's inspector general, GSA did not take similar measures before hiring contractors to process the subsidy applications. Those workers had access to sensitive personal information on soldiers and their families without having gone through criminal history and fingerprint checks and without signing non-disclosure agreements. The agency says it's offered identity protection services to all of the affected families until the contract is fully transitioned back to CCA. For the Army's part, Haney says its main failing was not properly overseeing its agreement with GSA.
The Army at the time was looking for ways to save money. We were facing sequestration. The decision was a good decision at the time. It was going to an interagency agreement, eliminating a contract at an apparent savings bid of $4 million vice $8 million to provide the service. The problem was in the execution and the oversight of the transfer and the oversight of ensuring that GSA was prepared to take on the full volume of work.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.